trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and steadfastness may have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Amen. Familiar with, heard that verse before? Do you know what the resume is of old sea captain? His scars. And that's what I want to encourage you in this morning. Can we be thankful for the scars in life sometimes? In trials and tribulations that come our way? Because these trials can be very hard, very challenging, very difficult to endure and walk through. Yet what I want to show you today is our Lord would want us to have the perspective of these trials, that we would come into them with anticipation and expectation. For it's through these trials that our Father in heaven says, I love you, and I'm going to grow you through this. I'm going to build your trust and faith in me, and less in yourself. So much so that James even says we're to have joy, which we find incomprehensible sometimes, don't we? When we realize we're entering a trial. Not because we somehow have joy because we pretend there's no pain. No, it's real. But because of what God is going to do through it. Trials are how God reveals his grace, shows his power, strengthens the inner man in Christ, displays his glory, launches our hope in him, and somehow even uses sinners like me and you to proclaim his death until he comes and the victory of his resurrection. Now, of course, how we approach trials is pretty important, isn't it? Do we try to escape and get out of trials as soon as we can? Or do we lean into them, looking for what God's going to do? As James even goes on to say, blessed is the man who remains steadfast in trial and endures trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him. Because the question we should really ask ourselves in the midst of trial is not, oh God, how do I get out of this trial? Or God, why is this happening? But Lord, what will you do this time through this trial? I look forward to it, God. I'm expectant of your work, Lord. And that's because we know we're going to get to know him more. We're going to get to glorify him, and even in this trial, enjoy him forever in whatever he brings. I just heard John MacArthur earlier this week. He just said on one of his broadcasts, he said, the real challenge of Christian living is not to eliminate every uncomfortable circumstance from our lives, but it's to trust our sovereign, wise, good, and powerful God in the midst of every situation. Amen. Amen to that. And that's our posture as Christians, isn't it? We're anticipating, we're trusting, believing, expecting something good from a good God. Just as Paul said to Titus, we're looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, that he once again will redeem us and purify his people. And yes, trials can be hard and intense and long, and you may actually lose something that you'll never get back in a trial. You know that? In this life. And so while it's painful, we know that afterward they yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness for those who have been trained by them. So as you're striving through life, like we all do, for your goals and dreams, whatever they are, and then something comes along and derails your plans, remember to actually get excited, to have joy, for you're on the cusp of God doing something amazing, an amazing work of grace. Now, it might not be the material outcome you had planned, but it will be exactly what God has for his children. Shout the words of Paul out loud if you like. But what things were gained to me, I have counted loss for Christ. Yes, indeed, I also count all things for the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them rubbish, that I may gain Christ. Brothers and sisters, this is why we can count it all joy. We're going to gain Christ, more of Christ, being found in him, knowing him by faith, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings. These are precious gifts that you can't buy and you can't earn. They're given as we look expectantly to God with joy for what he's going to do. So at the end of this well-spent journey, this pilgrim path, we might look a little bit like that old sea captain. We might say, yeah, I lost my arm, I lost an eye, I got a big scar on my heart, but they were so worth it. God was glorified, and I know my Lord and his grace so much more now. There is nothing more precious to me in this life. For we know God. We have to step back and realize that we get to know the true and living holy God. And he knows us personally. That's an undeserved relationship between God and man. And he promises that in this life we are being transformed from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. Think for a minute think of Mary, the mother of Jesus, when she found out she was pregnant. Probably, we could say, to that point in her life, one of the most difficult trials, right? But she was called highly favored one. Remember Joseph? His brothers threw him and sold him into slavery. He was certainly in tribulation, but he waited on the Lord steadfastly, and he was blessed. And of course, Jesus, our Savior, to whom, regarding his torturous death, the prophet Isaiah declared that it pleased the Lord to bruise him, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. See, this is just the way of our God. Joy in the trial, because amazing works he has in store. One last point. Notice verse 4 of our passage there today in James 1. Let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. When we enter into trials, lean into it. Let it have its full effect. As one brother said, don't let a good trial go to waste. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Yes, he's very good to his children amidst the trial, for he's doing an incredible work of grace building, faith strengthening, and hope growing, all while his kingdom expands and his people flourish. So as we enter our time of confession, I think we can all be honest and say that we've probably entered a trial where we don't have the most joyful attitude. Let's confess that to our God, and let's pray that God would give us his perspective of the trial, the victory, the triumph, the growth, the refining, and the conforming he's doing by his hands. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, by the very work of the gospel and this truth that's poured out upon us, that we are children of God, children of the Holy One, set apart, called apart, Lord, that we can have joy in the trial because we look forward to the great work of our God. Father, we thank you for this, and we confess to you that there is times we do not have this joyful attitude. But Lord, we pray that you would give us this right perspective, this anticipation, this expectation of our God at work. And we take a moment now to individually confess our sins to you.